This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Wild weather and wildfire continue to impact residents to the east as fire complexes burning in the Six Rivers, the Klamath, and the Trinity Alps National Forest continue to burn. Evacuation orders for residents east of Highway 96 between Rogers Creek Road and Tea Creek have been issued, and evacuation alerts for others along Salmon River Road south of Soames Bar have been issued as well. Those residents have been impacted by the Orleans complex of 19 fires burning in Six Rivers. Combined, they have scorched nearly 20,000 acres. The Eclipse complex and the Oak Fire are burning in the Klamath National Forest and Six Rivers west of Happy Camp, and they have crept into eastern Del Norte County, where heavy equipment and hand crews have been staged to protect areas in Big Flat. Motorists on Highway 96 will encounter traffic delays due to fire activity and the movement of equipment and personnel. To the east, the Helena Fire and the Fork Fires burning west of Weaverville have burned more than 15,000 acres, destroyed more than 70 homes and another 60 outbuildings, and forced the evacuations of residents. Gusty winds and thunderstorms could increase fire spread, and the Helena Fire and the Fork Fire are now just a half mile apart. Highway 299 remains closed except for periodic openings to allow traffic through the fire area. The Eureka Police Department has identified the victim in a single-vehicle fatal traffic collision on Tuesday night as 22-year-old Humboldt County resident Kendall Schrader. Schrader was at the wheel of his pickup truck when, for unknown reasons, he lost control and collided with a parked flatbed trailer near the intersection of Wabash and Railroad Avenue at about 8:45. Schrader suffered fatal injuries in the collision and was pronounced dead at the scene. Schrader was the lone occupant of the vehicle, and he is the 25th traffic fatality recorded in the county this year. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies on patrol in Garberville performed a traffic stop on a vehicle as it pulled into the parking lot of the Johnson's Quality Motel on Redwood Drive at just before 6 o'clock Tuesday evening. When deputies contacted the driver, 39-year-old Tara Robert Gibson, they learned he had a warrant out for his arrest and that he was driving on a suspended license. A search of Gibson's person turned up a concealed firearm, and he was arrested and booked for being a felon in possession of a firearm and the outstanding warrant. In Mendocino County, members of the County Multi-Agency Gang Task Force have arrested a suspect in connection with a suspected gang-related shooting that sent three teenagers to the hospital with gunshot wounds on Tuesday night. Deputies arrested a 14-year-old boy after serving a search warrant at a Lake Mendocino home, and it's believed that the shooter was involved in some sort of altercation with the three victims. It remains unclear if the incident was gang-related, and the motivation behind the altercation is under investigation. The boy was the only person identified as having fired a gun during the incident. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.